All right, welcome to the SPAC meeting, September the 12th. Mr. Derek is taking care of roll call, which at this time, Ron and James are not with us. James may join us later. Let me look at this. So, Mr. Dewey will have to leave, so we need to bump all the approvals to the top of the agenda, the approval of the minutes of our last meeting, August 1st. Think you have a copy of those minutes.
Motion to approve as submitted.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Motion carries. All right. And let's move down to experience credit. Dawson Brown, I think you have all the information here. Like Derek stated, it's just a NATF apprenticed, and they are recommending, where did I see it?
2.5 years.
Okay. Yes, there it is. It's not in the slot, but it's in the comments. Yes. 2.5 years. So adding up what he turned in was almost 4,000 hours. We had good documentation from Kay Bell, I think, employer, for 2,300 hours. And then when he worked for, I think, three other contractors later on. So, Karen, can you give us some information on this?
He came to us and we were shocked because he came to us with this documentation in hand. Actually,
wow.
actually submitted it with his application. So we just attached to everything. You know, we went on and put processing through the system. He is attending school. And what's funny about it is there's five others that's coming behind him, and they're all from Utah. I don't know, weird, but anyway, so when they leave, this is what they're going to be bringing with them. So that's all the documentation, you know, that we have. So we just submitted it in. I think it's a total, if I remember correct, it was like 5,000 some odd hours. I don't know. It's been a while since I looked at it and stuff, but you know, we just did the numbers and that's what the numbers worked out to be.
Okay. Yeah, he's requesting 3 full years, and I think your recommendation is 2.5.
Yeah, because he doesn't have the full 6,000 included in all of his documentation.
Okay. Okay, and his employer now is KP Plumbing. It's hard to read.
Yes.
Okay. All right, throughout a bin. Okay. Is these other apprentices going to work for the same company, I assume?
Yeah, they're all going to work for the same company. I'm dying to call him and ask, okay, was you up there on a hunting trip and, you know, recruited? There's a story behind it. We just haven't been told what it is yet.
Yep. All right. Any other questions, comments about the documentation?
I was just looking over this. One of these actually a notary on report's been notarized, right? I mean, it is. Isn't that one of the requirements? Is that correct? Is that what that is at the bottom? Is actually, I mean, there's no stamp, but you know what I mean.
From the Brandon Phillips.
Like this part right here, is that what you're talking about, Stephen?
Yes, sir. I was just wondering, because it's not an actual stamp, but you know what I'm saying, so.
I mean, as far as actually notarized, I would say it's not actually truly notarized, but this is, I guess, maybe how they do it in Utah. Asking, it does say, I declare under civil penalty under law of Utah.
Right.
You know, so I'm assuming maybe that's how they do it up there in Utah when it comes to this document, which is going to their division that handles plumbing license.
Right. And maybe the same thing as Derek. Because Utah is set up kind of like Arkansas in a lot of ways. Everything is run through the Department of Commerce with their apprenticeship. And so this is the state verification form that they use.
Correct. So that's, I mean, that's what I was meaning, is that part right at the bottom I take is what I would say is we accept as being notarized as far as that where it's being attested to. So I guess my assumption. So I move to accept.
I will second that motion. Any other comments, questions about the documentation?
I just want to go on the record that I'm abstaining from voting because this is an NATF apprentice.
All right. The motion on the floor is to approve 2.5 years of credit. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstaining?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. All right. Let me write that down. All right. Nobody else has joined us, Derek?
No, sir.
Have you heard from Rick or anything?
I have not.
Okay. Moving up, back up the agenda, old business. Do we have any old business that we have pending? As far as I know, we are good on all our credit experience applications, I believe. I don't think we have any of those pending.
That is correct.
Okay. Any new business?
One thing I want to bring up is we're getting a lot of contacts from employers, Derek, that are unable to purchase the gas code and plumbing code books. Little one-offs. We are just giving them the International Code Council. So I think what we're going to do is put together like an employer book order. So I may just contact some of the other programs and say, you know, because there's no sense in doing it half a dozen times. But just general information. I mean.
So they're calling the guy that we have on the, or contacting that individual? No.
Yeah, but see, because they're not listed as an apprenticeship program, that contract's not any good for them.
Gotcha.
How many books are we talking about?
Well, we had requests for 52 just from emails and stuff. And I sent them the email, pay up, tell me where to ship them. And, you know, we got 12 or 15 to actually go through with it. So, you know, who knows how many it's actually going to be. You know how that goes.
Yeah. And this is just a request from contractors and other masters, journeymen, people like that. Yeah, we used to do that through the plumbing school, but we haven't had that request lately. So, but there's always, you know, a handful each year that you know, a journeyman, or especially when code or changes, that, you know, wanted to update their code books, we'd order for them, and then, you know, that just reimburses the cost. So no, I'm for it. You know, we need to get these books out. If they're wanting one, we need to find a way to do that, which sounds like we have. So I think that's a good thing. All right. Code books. Any other new business? Any information from the health department? Anything going on over there that we know about?
They haven't got anything from Rick this week or last. No numbers or nothing pressing that he'd ever mentioned. So,
okay. And John's not on, I see. And then let's just move on down to Derek's report.
Okay. Since we're talking about plumbing here at this committee, ASU Mountain Home, of course, has, you know, got approved this year as a new plumbing school. They've got already started getting everybody transferred over from the North Central Arkansas Plumbing. Got that done earlier this week. So they have, you know, started having classes and getting going there. So that's good. We have right now, you know, we're at that time where we're looking. AACSE meeting today. We'll be going and setting the rate and looking at the applications and so forth for this fiscal year. We'll have some discussion on there on what we want to do on the rate and so forth. So other than that, we got 11 CTs already for this first time, and I probably got about that many more already for next time. So those are coming in. Just kind of starting to get back to picking up the normal pace of things with school being back in session. Other than that, haven't really had anything out of the ordinary here lately happening. So,
are the plumbing numbers up across the board?
Honestly, when I'm putting that stuff in, I'm putting it in half the time. I'm not paying attention. I'd have to go back and look at it. That is one thing I do want to do. I agree with you as far as kind of like what those numbers are, plumbing and electrical, over the last 2 years when we started. I just haven't had the time to sit down and start getting into spreadsheets yet for that. But I do want to take a look at that and see what those initial numbers are for plumbers, electricians, and how that was from last year, and just kind of see what we have. But I feel like by everything with what I have been seeing, I do feel like, you know, we've had, you know, had increases in both occupations this year as compared to where we were at last year when we started. So that's good for the state, you know, which also means we got plenty of work going on, or they wouldn't be hiring any other apprentices. So that's always good benefit for everybody. I know. Only other thing I think of is, of course, ABC has been approved for their Arkansas Certified Plumbing and Electrical pre-apprenticeship programs. They've already started having classes on those. They are also got approved for their Electrical Youth Apprenticeship Program. That's where they can get RTI and OJT by working for an employer. They already got two guys there, two apprentices, their licenses last week from Arkansas Department of Labor and Licensing for their electrical. So all that's been cleaned up over there, because originally they were saying at 18. Well, no, the rules say 16. So they got that cleaned up and didn't have no issues getting those licenses through the ELP system. So that was good to see.
Why did ABC file another set of standards instead of just amending? Well, it's just like with us. Whether they're 16 mm-hmm. or 60, they run under the same standards. Why did they go?
So the youth apprenticeship lets USDOL know that those individuals are not going to be working 2,000 hours a year for OJT. So that keeps USDOL from wanting to come back to a program and say, hey, you got all these apprentices. Why are they not getting their minimum OJT per year? So that's kind of the whole thing with the youth. And you can be a youth apprentice from 16 to 24. So which, you know, my thought is, you know, kind of like with their electrical program, they added their program as a residential wireman. I don't know why they wanted to do that, though. If these people are not getting into their senior, they're not going to complete that program. And as soon as they get out of their high school and move out of that, get into normal life, so to speak, they're going to be moved right into their regular apprenticeship program. So I don't know why he wanted to set it up that way. He was wanting them to be able to get completed. Well, we might, if they're only going 1 year, they're not going to be completing anyway. So I don't know why they done that, which then goes to the plumbing aspect here, guys, is y'all don't have a 2 year program. So why are they wanting to do that with the what are they going to do here with the plumbing? I'll be interested to see how that ends up working out. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Ours is all in one standards, and there's just different stipulations within the standards, you know, about if you're 16 or if you're 18. I was just curious why they went through all that paperwork instead of writing up an extra paragraph or two, going through the whole process of getting all new standards, you know.
Well, you know, and they
so than anything.
You know, and they talked to John about all this, and that was what his recommendation was. So they were, you know, just going off of what they were being recommended by USDOL. So
it's benefits of being old school. I guess we got grandfathered in because we rolled ours up that way to begin with.
Yeah. So other than that, that's about all I got there, guys.
Okay. I see Mr. Stephen is still with us. Mm-hmm. Mr. Stephen, do you have any announcements for the group?
Well, yeah. Probably the ones that's on here knows. So, like I said in my letter, through some long prayers and thoughts and everything, I felt like I need to step down. Step aside. I know kind of how tough it is, you know, as far as filling slots on here, you know. That's why in my letter that I presented that, you know, I'm more than happy to stay on, you know, through the end of the year, you know, to give time to get some notice out, you know, to some potential people. You know, like I said, I've enjoyed being on here. You know, definitely by like what I said in the letter, you know, there's no way I could ever fill the shoes that I stepped into, nor did I ever want to try to fill them. You know what I mean? You know, it's just some things going on, you know, that I felt like it was time for me to, you know, step aside. So I've enjoyed being on here with everyone, you know, and I wish everything the best, you know. Like I said, I'll still be here until the end of the year, or, you know, if, you know, the committee feels like, or, you know, they find somebody beforehand, then that's fine, you know. So I honestly wish that I knew if somebody, you know, off the top of my head to fill it. But just being blunt, straightforward about it, there's nobody there that I ever could get to help out with anything before. So I don't know why they would now. You know, issues, they do everything to buck the system already with the apprenticeship, whether it be license or anything else. And, you know, I don't feel like it's fair to recommend somebody to sit on a committee that's going to blatantly, you know, go against the rules or regulations. So, and I mean, I know that's, it's being recorded, and I don't care. I'll tell it to them. You know, You know, and that's the toughest thing, you know. And, you know, I don't mean to, you know, a lot of the state guys, you know, I'm good friends with them, you know, but, you know, what makes some of our job a little more hard, what makes this job on here harder is when you don't have the state to more or less back you all the time against the other stuff. I mean, you know, they want to put the regulations hard on the apprentices and do this. You got to do that. You got to do that. But once they hit a journeyman, you know, it's just like it's free reign, you know. Renew your license or don't renew your license. You know, we don't care. We don't card. We don't, you know, check. You know, I've asked until I was blue in the face, you know, to get them to start carding, and just certain people, you know, point blank saying, hey, you need to check this guy. He hadn't had a license for 15 years. You know? And,
yeah,
you know, and it makes it tough. I mean, you know, it's wrong to have requirements on these apprentices trying to get a license, to trying to get a trade. But there again, once they get it, you know, there's no check and balances above that, you know. So, I mean, that's not the reason I'm leaving, but that's frustration that goes along with it, you know. So, I mean, something's only as strong as its weakest link. So,
that's true.
I mean, and I think, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to bash anybody with the state as far as that goes. You know, I consider Mr. Rick a real good friend. You know, I've known him for years. You know, I'm also a licensed inspector, plumbing inspector. So, you know, I've sat through a lot of classes and everything with him. And, you know, even in the classes, they sit there and talk about, you know, carding people, check people, do this and that and another. But then when they get in the real world, I mean, it's just a free-for-all. You know, you can't even get your city inspectors to card people, whether it be the apprentices or not. And that's one place where we need the help, or should I say the apprenticeship needs the help, is to making sure that these people out there that are working that don't have an apprentice license, it's never signed up, that they're getting them in. I mean, I guarantee you would probably increase your apprenticeship by 15-20% if they people would just freaking card. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be on the inspector side, whether it be state, city, or whoever. I mean, most of you that's in bigger towns, you know, you got that. You guys are going to have a lot more than what we will. But I guarantee you, I could probably name 10 people right off just within Mountain Home that's plumbing without a license. But until you get somebody to get the backbone to actually do it, because we can't do it, you know, we're not really a policing agency. So, but anyway, I know that was a little bit of a rant, but, you know.
Hey, you're due. After the years you have served, sir, we appreciate everything you've done and ran on, because we're all just sitting here saying, amen, brother, tell it like it is.
I mean, you know, and you know, like I said, I've talked to these guys, you know, as friends, you know what I mean? You know, different times, and, you know, that's, you know, I feel for the apprenticeship not the committee, but the whole apprenticeship program as far as on that. You know, it's there again, those aren't the reasons that I'm stepping aside, but, you know, I just, you know, I want to let you know, I really appreciate you, and, you know, letting me sit on here. I know, a lot of times I don't speak out, but I'm one of those sometimes that I can learn more by just listening first. You know what I mean? Listen before I speak, you know? So, You know, if there's something I see that I disagree with, then that's when I'll speak out. So.
Well, we appreciate your years of service. I knew your dad for many, many years. I considered him a close friend. I respected him. He had a great knowledge of everything, I'll say plumbing involved, and you as well. And the apple don't fall far from the tree, Mr. Stephen. So I have a great respect for you also. So
I appreciate that.
You bet. And I just hate to see you go, but I understand we need to move on from time to time. And as the committee, Derek and Karen and James, we're not accepting your resignation letter until the end of December. So if you would, yes, please, the next few months, if you would still serve, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Okay.
Yep. And, you know, of course, if you can get here in December, Stephen, then you can get some of Kelly's peanut brittle.
Okay.
Well, oh, yeah.
If I could ever get out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, you know.
If you can ever get out of that trailer.
Yeah. I usually get out of it quite a bit. I mean, it's one thing, this new job, I mean, I love it. You know what I mean? I mean, I miss plumbing a little bit, but this sure beats crawling and digging and shoveling and, you know, as far as that. So, I do have another project that's actually in Shreveport. That's where I'm supposed to be or supposed to be going to for the last year. there's never any telling where I'll be. This company, we do work federal government jobs all over the United States. Good chance we might have just got one in Puerto Rico. So
that'd be cool.
Orlando, Hawaii. Definitely get a chance to travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you're enjoying what you do. That's very important in life, Stephen. So I'm happy for you.
All right.
Our next meeting will be October 3rd, I believe.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
I will not be there.
I'm already sending in a notice.
Already.
What is that?
That is probably something to do with deer season.
It's opening week of bow season. I will not be there. On a personal note, I think most of you know it, but Rocky's parents was involved in a car accident last Thursday. The parents decided they wanted Arby's for supper, just tootling around, going to Arby's to get a roast beef sandwich, got T-boned. Pretty totaled her car. It broke her neck in three places. She's 85 years old, but just as stubborn and outgoing as Rocky is. So, you know, they sent her to St. Vincent's to the neurologist thing. And because of her age, they said they was not going to do surgery. So they've got her in this apparatus and they're going to give her 4 to 6 weeks, hoping that, you know, the bone will just generate enough that they don't have to do surgery. But she's at home. Well, she's at Rocky's house. You know, they've got a special chair and all that. Dad was just beat up, banged up. He looked like he'd been run over by a tractor, you know, with bruises and all that. But he did escape without any broken bones. So keep them in their thoughts and prayers. You know, you can imagine Rocky went ballistic. And, you know, of course, they run that golf course. So it's been... We all been doing a little bit of golfing, a little bit of friendship, a little bit of babysitting. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers, please.
Yeah, that's. Thank you, Karen, for sharing that.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. Do we have any other business?
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Well, I appreciate everybody's time.